From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources are reporting that a deal has been worked out to allow evacuation of civilians to continue in Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of Aleppo citizens still are waiting to be evacuated. A Syrian rebel negotiator said on Twitter that a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but Moscow and Tehran have not confirmed that statement. A Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross said thousands of cold, scared, and injured people are waiting to leave the besieged city. A previous deal to evacuate the rebel-held areas of Aleppo collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo on Saturday. Abdul Aziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show support for the people of Aleppo.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was held outside Downing Street to hear speeches and a prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. This is VOA News. Emotional funerals have been held for 13 policemen killed when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in the central Turkish city of Kayseri. Turkish news agencies report the bus had stopped at a red light when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the Kurdish Workers' Party, or the PKK, including twin bombings last week that targeted police in Istanbul. Those attacks killed 44 people, most of them riot police, stationed outside a football stadium. The U.S. Defense Department says an agreement has been reached and China will return an underwater U.S. drone seized in international waters in the South China Sea Thursday. A Pentagon spokesman said in a statement that after what he called direct engagement with Chinese authorities, an understanding had been reached and China would give back the drone. China's foreign ministry spokesman said earlier Saturday that its naval vessel had discovered unidentified equipment and checked it to prevent any navigational safety issues before discovering it was a U.S. drone. China accused the United States of hyping up the incident, which occurred about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines. President-elect Donald Trump criticized China about the incident, saying that China had stolen the drone in international waters in what he called an unprecedented act. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. The appointment is considered a signal that Trump plans to cut federal spending despite promises to boost military spending, protect expensive entitlement programs, and rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Trump is in Mobile, Alabama for the final stop of his thank you tour. The president-elect repeated his pledge to build a wall with Mexico and said he would also strengthen the U.S. military and would take better care of U.S. veterans. Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, accompanied the president-elect. And the American surgeon credited with developing the life-saving Heimlich maneuver for choking victims has died. Family members said Henry Heimlich died early Saturday at a hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio, after suffering a heart attack days earlier. He was 96. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.